42.
Authorize the Bureau of Transportation to acquire additional temporary and permanent rights and amend certain legal descriptions for temporary construction and sewer easements necessary for construction of the Northeast 112th Avenue and Mark Street Local Improvement District project through the exercise of the city's eminent domain authority.
Commissioner Novick.
Colleagues, the 112th and Marks LID was created to address, to make certain sidewalk and culvert improvements on those streets. This ordinance would amend the previous ordinance passed in October 2013. It would authorize PBOT to acquire certain permanent and temporary rights, as well as to amend certain legal descriptions of existing temporary construction and sewer easements necessary for completion of the LID. It was found that additional property rights, both permanent and temporary, were needed to construct the culvert improvements, as well as the hammerhead needed for fire access. Both areas of additional property rights are located on Northeast 112th, and a segment recently added to the scope of the LID, and it's an emergency because PBOT staff believe it's necessary to acquire possession of the easements by June 1st, 2015, so construction could begin on schedule. And I turn it over to Marty Maloney of PBOT ROW Acquisition to elaborate.
Hi, my name is Marty Maloney with City of Portland Right-of-Way. Just wanted to talk a little bit about the proposed ordinance at 112th Avenue and Mark's LID, or 112th Avenue and Mark Street LID condemnation ordinance. Basically, did a good job of talking about it yourself, Mr. Novick. And just wanted to, I guess, let you guys know that I have spoken to all the property owners out on that are affected by the right-of-way acquisitions, and everybody was agreeable to the right-of-way that was necessary. If you do have any questions at this time, I'd be more than happy to answer anything.
So even though it's we're acquiring this through eminent domain, that's okay with the property owners?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I've talked to them. A couple of the property owners we already have actually acquired right away from before we needed to amend this due to finding that we needed a couple extra temporary construction easements due to the culvert replacement.
And Commissioner Andrew Abbey, Local Improvement District Administrator and Project Manager, just to very briefly set the context for this. When we formed this LID with the blessing of council, we deferred the construction of the north end of Northeast 112th Avenue. There used to be a business called Buckaroo Thermoseal, and it was owned by a gentleman who was not in the best of health, and certainly in 2008, economy was not good, and he was laying off quite a few of his employees, and we just felt that from a financial point of view, we could defer the construction of the north end of 112th Avenue. July 23rd, 2008, he had on top of all those issues, he had a three-alarm fire to which the Bureau of Fire and Rescue responded. So the fire bureaus had a real interest in converting what is now a gravel hammerhead behind a locked gate into a public right-of-way that's paved with a turnaround for fire. Happily, that property has been acquired by a new thriving small business in Park Rose called River City Environmental. And they signed an extra work agreement, and they are already busting at the seams in their new space. So we're very happy about that. It was an extremely complex negotiation that we weren't able to finalize until November 21st. So what this allows us to do is to avoid having to fold that work into a future LID. We're getting ready to go out to bid in a couple of weeks, and we can just fold all of this into our bid package. We just got permits from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers and the Oregon Division of State Lands last week, and we have an in-water work window of June 15th that we're trying to make. So that's why we have the emergency clause on this ordinance. And the other piece of it, the additional temporary construction easements, we've gotten a little bit of feedback, minor changes back from U.S. Army Corps of Engineer and DSL, and we're just making some very minor changes in our construction plans that will be accommodated by the additional TCE. So the property owners are anxious to get started, and we've already completed the first phase of construction on Mark Street, and we look forward to starting the second phase on 112th Avenue this summer.
Okay, any further questions? Thank you both. Anyone want to speak on this item? It's an emergency ordinance, so we'll take a roll call vote then, please.
Fritz. Thank you for those helpful explanations and usual good work. Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Novick.
Thank you, Marty, and thank you, Andrew. Aye.
Yep.
Hales.
Andrew's program had a tagline. I think it would be negotiating your way to a complete city.
Thank you, Mayor.
We're doing it, so thanks to your good work. Thank you both.
Aye. Thank you.